how often have they run into something that they needed to disable? And do those stories always make the news?
Well, they've never run into anything they've needed to disable other than in an exercise. I mean, there have been no – well, let me take that back. There's one thing where they did need to disable it, but it wasn't nuclear.
Okay.
And that was in Nevada, state line Nevada, 1980, where somebody rolled – had two people roll this incredibly sophisticated conventional bomb into a resort hotel. And it was a bomb that had two boxes on the top. On the box on the top was all the, like, 23 different switches, and all the electronics and the actual explosives were below. And there was a note with it demanding, I forget exactly how much money, but a lot of money, and a warning that don't try to move this. The only way this can be dealt with is taken out someplace and exploded. A couple of Nest people were called in, and they went up there. And the Nest person I spoke to recalls that when they got off the plane, they were driven there on the sidewalks by a van, and they went up there and looked at it, and they formulated a plan to try to disable it, which involved basically putting certain explosives on a 2x4 and firing it at the top of the bomb so that it would hopefully amputate all the wires and all the control devices before they could signal the bomb to explode. And it didn't work. The exact reasons why are, you know, I guess, a matter of some dispute, depending on who you ask. But the bomb did go off, and it pretty much tore apart this hotel. And so that was the only instance where anything was even close to exploding. There were other, and in fact, the person involved in this showed me this plaque he has in his office, which is a piece of on it has some bent aluminum from the result of the blast, and it says "Win some, lose some." And other cases, there have been fears that there might be something, but it always turned out to be nothing at all. I can go into those later if you want me to.
As you talked about that hotel story, it kind of made me wonder, what's the difference between Nest and, say, a really good municipal police department's bomb squad?
Well, a lot more people, a lot deeper training in terms of their expertise in physics. A lot more knowledge of nuclear weapons, certainly, and a lot better equipment. For example, in the Nevada incidents, although it obviously didn't do might make much difference in the end, Ness was able to bring much more sophisticated equipment to try to figure out and look inside the bomb and figure out its exact workings that was available to the police department or the fire department there. So it's a much more sophisticated operation, both in terms of personnel and equipment, than you would have with a police department's bomb squad.
But, and God bless them for that, but still, the bomb went off, and they were using, it sounded like almost, I mean, am I wrong on this? It almost sounded a little bit of a gamble kind of response to the bomb to see, you know, they were pretty sure that something would work, but it wasn't like they pulled together their massive brain power and were able to keep the thing from going off.
No, this wasn't by any means a full Nest deployment. It was just two people who went up there and tried to deal with the situation. The person from Nest who I spoke to says that the charge was put in the wrong way by the fireman. I don't have specific knowledge that he's correct, but I don't have knowledge that he's wrong. So I'm just telling you his
sure.
perspective. So
sure.
that may have been the problem, but this wasn't. This turned out to be an incredibly sophisticated device that, and they were under a lot of pressure to do something about it. And the alternatives that were presented to this by the local people involved basically toppling the thing over, which certainly would have set it off.
Let's just knock it over, see what happens. So they were. they, in this case, they couldn't defuse Armageddon, but it wasn't really their fault.